Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until one. And I can tell you the skies over Dublin are positively Galway with the excitement of Ar Nuachtarán Nua. There's a grey soupy hue to spare. And it's wet out there. There's horizontal rain. The birds are skimming the ground. Catherine Connolly would feel right at home in Dublin. Tap out your thoughts on the WhatsApp in the usual way. That's 087 032 32 32. And for your longer letters, emails and so on, get in touch, Oliver at RTE.ie. Well, I can tell you, as the news focuses on the Fair Lady at St. Patrick's Hall, we'll be thinking of My Fair Lady at the National Concert Hall, because Ireland has a very proud tradition of local musical societies. They'd be very busy now, wouldn't they, this time of the year? The Amdram communities setting up for the winter of performances. And the oldest of these musical societies is staging the classic hit My Fair Lady this very week. A cast of amateurs is going to perform all the songs you know. Broadway bangers, the whole lot of them. You know My Fair Lady. It debuted on Broadway in 1956. It's about Eliza Doolittle, a London Cockney flower girl who takes speech lessons from Professor Henry Higgins so that she can pass as a lady in high society. This is exactly the bam you need in the world today. Let's take a few hits from the stage musical.
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air with one enormous chair. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Lots
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night and still have begged.
I'd get married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time.
People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live.
Isn't it lovely? The original Broadway show was, of course, starring Julie Andrews, but confusingly, the film version, 1964, a couple of years after the original, was Audrey Hepburn in the lead role and Rex Harrison. He was in both, though, and Hepburn singing parts. She was dubbed in the whole film, but the whole thing won Best Picture Oscar. And, of course, The Irish Connection, the whole thing based on George Bernard Shaw, George Bernard Shaw's play Pygmalion, 1913. He adapted that into a film, by the way, and won an Oscar for it. He's only one of two people who've an Academy Award and the Nobel Prize for Literature, the other one being Bob Dylan. But this week, for our purposes, the Rathmines and Rathgar Musical Society in Dublin are going to be performing My Fair Lady in the NCH. They're known as the Or Dor. We're going to meet the stars of the show today, Gary Montaigne and Carla Tracy. And Carla's doing the gig as an amateur, but she's a very promising professional career ahead of her too, because the talent at this level in this land of ours is unbelievable. So 51551, by the way, is also the text. What is going on around the world at the moment? Well, I can tell you the High Court here in Dublin is currently deciding on this very, very vital matter. When is a fast food place not fast food, but is in fact a restaurant? Bunsen, the Irish burger place that's spread across the countries in Dublin, Cork, Belfast, is truly gorgeous. They wanted to hire a chef who is not Irish or an EU citizen, so they needed a visa. And reading this in the Examiner today, basically the application for the visa was refused by the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment because they said, look, lads, you're a burger place, fast food joint, not a restaurant. Thank you. We're going off to a place with linen on the table, they may be said. So Bunsen went to the High Court over this and they said, look, we're a restaurant. We should get visas for this chef we want. Three quarters of our customers get table service for their burgers. and they pay at the table, the whole shebang. And you, if you've been to Bunsen, your little menu that fits on a business card. They serve beer and wine there at your table. They said, "We're a restaurant, damn you," more or less what they said. They even submitted a HSE resignation registration that acknowledges they're a restaurant, but the Government Department for Employment said, "No, no, we're our own people over here. I don't know what they're doing over there. We believe you're fast food. You cannot hire that chef. You're not getting the visa." And the civil servants made the decision. They reviewed it again in June, still said no. So Bunsen are fighting it out in the High Court. It's taking a long time, isn't it? And this is over a visa application for the chef. The judge did say, though, he'll make the decision on whether it's a restaurant or fast food place in January, and then adjourn the court. Maybe after all the talk of food, grub, chips, he'd fierce hankering after a hamburger with pickles and onions and lettuce, tomatoes and a milkshake, sauce on the side. Add bacon, that's €2.25. I was looking at here. Now, why does a burger make me think of this fella? Donald Trump, he is demanding the BBC pay him $1 billion in damages for editing the speech on January 6, 2021, which made it look in the Panorama documentary, you know this story, like he kind of made it look like he whipped up the mob to attack the Capitol building more forcefully than he actually did. The story is front and centre, and you have to kind of point this out. The British right-wing press have launched this amazing campaign to portray lefty bias at the BBC on matters mainly to do with Trump, Gaza, other issues that the right-wing are obsessed with. It has worked, obviously. The Director General is out, leaving today, going to address the staff there. The head of news gone from the BBC. And obviously Trump has jumped on the controversy to suggest that January 6th was a day of love, as he's called it, even though he was impeached for inciting an insurrection. But he was not convicted by Congress. That's the bit there. So he's looking for a billion. And he sounds a bit like a villain from the Austin Powers movie.
"If you want it back, you're going to have to pay me $100 billion. Gentlemen, silence."
Dr. Evil there. But the serious part of the story, the headline of The Guardian today, "Make no mistake, this was a coup." There's a big long read, but basically it says the staff insiders in the BBC are describing what's happened and happening at the moment as a political takeover rather than just a corporate governance issue. They reckon it's kind of a big campaign to shift the BBC's editorial stance more to the right, which began when Boris Johnson was the British Prime Minister and started inserting Tories on its board and so on. But says you, more importantly in the world, what are the most popular emojis? Well, I can tell you it's the dynamite emoji. It is set to blow up. Because since Taylor Swift used it in her engagement announcement on social media to announce herself and Travis Kelce are getting married, the dynamite emoji is now good news, or something that's great, something that is da bomb, I presume. Skull emoji, which we only discovered about a few months ago, is what youngsters are using as instead of laughing, crying face. You're ancient, basically, if you use the laughing, crying face. I don't believe that. I use it all the time. Skull emojis, like you're dead from laughter. It's so funny. That's now already passé. So it's the dynamite emoji for all the good news you should respond to, and presume your Gen Z friends will understand, basically. What else is happening? Vogue Williams is joining the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here reality show in Australia just a few days after they launched already, just like Maura Higgins. So that's our Irish interest in that ITV show, which goes on forever. And are Ant and Dec still doing it? They're still doing it. Yes, they are, because they're from Newcastle, as is Sam Fender. Oh, a link, who has donated his Mercury Prize winnings. He won it for Best Album, British or Irish Album. Of course, Seamath lost out and said she was robbed, jokingly, as she was hanging out partying with Sam Fender afterwards. 25,000 sterling he gets for winning the Mercury Prize. He's donating the whole lot to a charity that is the Music Venue Trust, which recognises the role the grassroots venues played in his early career. It's kind of just his aura of soundness continuing. And, because we were talking about this only a few weeks ago, the feast day of St. Martin of Tours is today, the 11th of November, an important date in the local calendar. It's a big day in places like Germany and Scandinavia as well. They still celebrate St. Martin. And a goose is always killed if you have one, or if you don't have any bird flu around the place, I suppose. That's what's going on around the place as well. Single people. Single people are being mentioned. Apparently it is ahead of International Singles Day today. Research carried out for a digital bank says single people are paying the premium to afford the same lifestyle as couples. And single people are nodding along going, yeah, this is the our lot in life. Single adults are paying an average of €600 more a month for housing alone compared with many couples. It's hugely expensive, but particularly because the singles tend to buy apartments. The price of apartments in Ireland up 92% in just 10 years. 40% in just the last 5 years, their CSO figures. Single person buying a first-time apartment, about 300,000, with a 10% deposit, 4% fixed interest rate, they have monthly repayments of €1,300 on their own per month. And they're paying for, you know, there's no partner split bills, expenses for your property tax, insurance, broadband. When it comes to energy costs, couples use more energy, but couples pay far less because it's obviously per person and so on, and house insurance is more for the... Everything is split with couples. You get the picture. Irish singles are facing monthly expenses of €1,575 per month. That requires a net income after tax of €5,250 a month. So well above the national average, obviously. It's kind of bad news for all the singles basically going on. What's going on here now on the text? 51551 for the text. The best argument for Bunsen not being a fast food chain is that, lovely as burgers are, they take ages to arrive, says Fionn. No doubt. Anecdotal evidence only on that. And we couldn't possibly comment on something before the courts, which would be decided by the judge. Will the judge be having a burger in me? But Fionn, yeah. It's a gorgeous, amazing burger, to be fair. Now, the story of the song by the Fine Young Cannibals, their big, big hit in The Guardian today, She Drives Me Crazy. It was recorded in Prince's Paisley Park Studios in 1988. Is it really that long ago? Top five in the charts in England, number one in America and many countries as well. The original name of the song was She's My Baby. She's My Baby. It would not have been a hit at all, would it? She Drives Me Crazy, thankfully, is what they went for. And Fine Young Cannibals' career spanning collection. FYC 40 is coming out on the 5th of December to make us all feel ancient. The WhatsApp 087 032 32 32. You know what to do.